talk track here as the track team was down in Ulysses last Thursday for the Manx Hebert Invitational. They head to a brand new meet coming up here this Friday that they have not been to before. It's the Pratt Invitational and should be a good one here as we talk with Coach Jim Turner here. And Coach, first time in a couple of years you guys were able to be able to compete here. You kind of knew from what you were going to see, expect to see maybe from your upperclassmen, and had the opportunity to see your underclassmen for the first time on the track there. And looking back there, two second place finishes at Ulysses team wise. I think first meet in a couple of years, I think that's a great start for you guys.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We went to Larned on Tuesday with our JV kids, and we got, it's five per event at Ulysses, so we got a lot of them to the meet on Thursday too. Kind of tough on a Tuesday, Thursday coming back pretty quick, but we saw a lot of good things, and, you know, biggest thing is just getting on the track, and, you know, with that whole missing a whole year, you know, you just never know how that's going to – how kids are going to react to that. I mean, you know, we like to talk about and even joke ourselves about track simple, just run hard and turn left, but there's a lot to it. There's a lot between the ears, and, of course, there's physical conditioning and everything else. So we've had a few kids that are out in the winter on their own a lot, and then the majority of them in winter sports, and then the others, you know, we're still working to get in shape.
I think it was good to see a combination of a lot of 3A kids there that now you find out are going to be in your regional course and some in your league there, and see Southwestern Heights who you may not see till regionals. And you know, starting off kind of the boys' second place finish, it looked like Isaac Trango had a pretty good day, and also your Vultures go 1 and 2 there.
Yeah, I thought, you know, Isaac, he false started in the 100, and that's going to happen. I mean, he's pretty upset with himself, but you know, most sprinters false start at some time in their four-year careers. So, you know, I bounced back real well in the 2 and the 4, and, you know, the Lauren and Carson and Colin all vaulted really well, and, you know, Paige and Olivia and John have vaulted pretty well in the girls' competition, and they're on a short approach. It's a progression, you know, kind of as we work and get a little bit better shape, you know, moving back a little bit further and a little bit further, so, you know, that'll help. I mean, Coach Hope had a plan going in and told them we're going on a five-step, and we'll work it back, you know, the next week or the week after. And, of course, we got this crazy wind blowing, you know, through most of this week of practice, so kind of tough to get a lot of that timing stuff down there. But, you know, so I thought they did a real good job, and we had some good throws, you know, we had a lot of PRs. I mean, kids talking from all of a sudden, now they're junior, senior, and last time they threw as a freshman or sophomore, and they still improved a little bit and some stuff, which, you know, we don't typically, from one year to the next, see a lot of kids that have a PR at the first meet of the year, you know, from their best, from their junior year, if they're a senior or whatever. But, you know, so we had a good mix in there. And, of course, you got an extra year to get older and stronger.
Yeah, and, you know, you had, of course, with the freshmen and sophomores, they're all newcomers for you. Who are some of the ones that really kind of stood out and were able to put some pretty good performances there for you and get some team points?
Well, you know, it's hard to say missing a year. You know, Jensen Smith, he looked really good in the hurdles at both Larned and again at Ulysses on Thursday, you know, just technique-wise, because we had him for 2 weeks last year, and he really had a lot to work on, but he's just a little taller, a little stronger, and he looked pretty smooth in the hurdles. And, you know, some of the freshman distance kids, because they performed pretty well, and girls and boys in cross country, they had a pretty good day on Tuesday and, you know, again on Thursday. So, you know, right off the bat, you know, there's you know, you can go down the list with kids, you just don't have that kind of time to talk about all of them, so.
Yeah, then when you have a lot of numbers, that's kind of a problem to have, but it's a good problem to have. And now you focus your attention to Friday, Pratt Invitational, a great combination of some 3A and 4A schools there. And it's going to be good to see some 3A schools there. And what are you expecting to maybe see out of that meet at Pratt on Friday?
Well, I think it'll be a great competition to step up from Ulysses, you know, especially in the distance, boys and girls are going to see some little faster times. You know, Brendan ran really well at Ulysses Bailey and got first with a 5:15, and, you know, there's probably four or five kids under five, you know, that we're going to see that from Great Bend, from Goddard Eisenhower, you know, and it, you know, it got Kiowa County 1A school in there. Their girls are, I don't know a lot about their boys, but their girls are really talented, won state 2 years ago with a large number of girls, and they've been good for a number of years. So, you know, it's going to be pretty competitive meet, I think. May get even tougher the next week at Smoky Valley with, I think, 13 or 14 teams there. But, you know, both are going to be good meets for us, and, you know, going to see a few of the regional teams jumping in there, you know, at Pratt, and then we'll see some again, different ones, and some of the same ones at Cheney a little bit later. So,
Well, it's a good early season start for you guys here as, once again, I go to Pratt on a Friday after coming out from Ulysses last week. And it's going to be, of course, you found out yesterday, Tuesday, that you guys are going to be at the Holcomb Regional. So it's going to be a nice second year in a row, a short turnaround for regionals, or short trip, I guess you could say.
Yeah, we'll get to go to league and turn around next week and go back for regionals. And it's not a long trip. That's a good thing. And you know, sometimes we're in Bueller or Andell or wherever, you know. Beloit seems quite common. And, you know, so we're all over the place sometimes the regional. So it's kind of nice to get a couple close ones. Parents will love it, too. It'll be a lot better for them traveling.
Coach Jim Turner here joining me here. Scott County Hardware Coaches Show here this evening. Scott City Track at Pratt on Friday. And thanks again for the time here, Coach. And good luck to you guys coming up here this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.